54 people trying to reach Italy from Libya died of thirst after a 15-day voyage in which their rubber boat was driven back from the Italian coast by strong winds. Only one person survived. Charles Collins has this report.
The tragedy is the latest in a long series of disasters which have killed thousands of migrants attempting to reach Europe from North Africa in small and often overcrowded boats. According to UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman Laura Boldrini, the sole survivor reported that 55 people boarded the boat in Libya in late June.
Questo giovane 25enne eritreo che sembra essere l'ultimo e l'unico sopravvissuto di un altro.
She said the man who was from Eritrea told her problems were immediately apparent on the boat, that unfortunately they weren't even allowed to take a bottle of water, and so once they got lost and the voyage continued, people began to get sick and die because of the lack of water.
Ma come è possibile che in un mare come il Mediterraneo che è pieno socialmente.
Ms. Boldrini asked, how is it possible that in the Mediterranean Sea, which is full of fishing boats, cargo ships and naval ships, these people were just like that, left to their fate? The survivor said that over half of the dead were from Eritrea, including three members of his family. He's now recovering in a Tunisian hospital. According to the UN Refugee Agency, around 170 people have died this year trying to reach Europe from Libya. I'm Charles Collins.
Charles later spoke with the director of the Italian Council for Refugees, Christopher Hein, who also wondered why no other vessels saw the migrants' boat.
These persons have been on the sea, according to the only survivor, for 15 days on the sea. For 15 days in a part of the Mediterranean, which is considered the most trafficked part of all the seas in the world, which is quite narrow, where you have normally a very good view, which is observed by satellites, which is observed by radar from all the commercial, but also military and other ships being on that in the canal of Sicily. So it is very, very difficult to believe that in 15 days nobody has seen this boat. This is a question. We have, unfortunately, no answer. We can only cite that a little bit more than a year ago, 64 people have died in similar circumstances in March 2011 in the same part of the Mediterranean. And in that case, it is clear, and there is an investigation made by the Council of Europe on it, that a number of different, in particular military ships, have seen that boat and have not intervened.
Most of the migrants on that boat left from Libya, but they weren't Libyans. About half of them, at least, were Eritreans. Is there something that can be done in some of these North African states also to help with this situation with the migrants?
This is certainly a necessity. Yeah, they come, like most of the boats crossing over towards Sicily from Libya. Very few come from Tunisia or from Algeria, at least over the last months. In Libya, there are still conditions where there is no possibility of asking for asylum. There is no law on asylum. There are no structures. And the alternative for the people is to be detained in horrible detention centers, which we are visiting. We have an office, my organization has an office in Tripoli, and we know the conditions in these centers.